an American Indian supermodel and boxer. In August, Jaylee Fimbres was gliding down the runway at the Lauren Good Day Fashion Show in Santa Fe alongside some of the top models and actors in Indian country. A day later, she was featured on the Vogue magazine website. Now she's entered a different kind of spotlight in the boxing ring for her debut fight at the Four Bears Casino and Lodge in Newtown, North Dakota. I'll be making my professional boxing debut, Fimbres of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation said. It'll be a debut on MHA Nation soil, the place I call home. Orange shirts dotted the auditorium and hallways of the Phyllis J. Washington College of Education at the University of Montana a week ago for an all-day boarding school symposium. The symposium was designed to inform educators on the history of Indian boarding schools and the trauma that some practices within have dealt to many families. Organizers hope that events help educators integrate learning models that include trauma-informed practices. Doing so would help teachers and programs meet the state-mandated Indian Education for All. In 1999, the Montana legislature passed the Indian Education for All Act, which ensures all schools and students learn the history and contributions of tribes in the state. Montana is home to 12 federally recognized tribes. He Sapa Wachipi Na Oskate, the Black Hills Powwow, has arrived. The powwow grand entry starts tonight at 7 and runs for 3 days. There are over 100 vendors and information booths. $100,000 in dance and drum money will be awarded. The powwow will take place at the new Summit Arena at the Monument in the Black Hills at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. You can see a full list of weekend events at www.blackhillspowwow.com. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.